This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden travels to Buffalo, New York this morning, a community grieving the loss of 10 black people shot dead at a supermarket by a white gunman, say authorities. The AP's Tim McGuire.
Celestine Cheney was one of the 10 people killed by a gunman, her sister Joanne Daniels.
My sister survived breast cancer and 3 aneurysm surgeries to go to the grocery store to get killed.
Cheney's son, Wayne Jones, says his daughter told him someone posted the video of his mother being killed.
I watched the video.
Jones adding,
he shot my mom once. My mom was laying on the ground. He went and reloaded. And he shot my mom again.
I'm Tim McGuire.
Elon Musk is tweeting that his deal to buy Twitter can't go forward unless Twitter shows proof publicly that less than 5% of the accounts on the platform are fake or spam. There's news for parents desperate to find baby formula.
Infant formula maker Abbott has reached agreement with the Food and Drug Administration that will allow the company to restart production at its largest domestic factory. However, Abbott says once production resumes, it will take at least 8 weeks to ship new product to stores. The FDA has been investigating problems at the Sturgis, Michigan facility. Abbott halted production in February after 4 infants became sick with bacterial infections after consuming powdered formula from the factory. 2 of the babies died. I'm Mike Rossio.
Sweden has just signed a formal request to join NATO. In neighboring Finland today, lawmakers are expected to formally endorse the idea of joining NATO. Efforts are underway to rescue the last of the defenders inside that battered steel plant in the devastated city of Mariupol, Ukraine. This is AP News. Now, what more we're learning about that deadly shooting at a Southern California church. The AP said Donahue's got this.
Authorities in Southern California believe the gunman in a deadly attack at a church was motivated by hate. Orange County Sheriff Don Barnes says the suspect is a Chinese immigrant and drove to the church, where he is not a regular attendee, secured the doors, and started shooting.
It is believed the suspect involved was upset about political tensions between China and Taiwan.
He says the pastor, Dr. John Cheng, was killed after confronting the gunman by hitting him on the head with a chair.
Without the actions of Dr. Cheng, it is no doubt that there would be numerous additional victims in this crime.
A former neighbor tells the AP the suspect's life unraveled after he was nearly beaten to death several years ago, and his mental ability seemed to diminish in recent months. I'm Ed Donahue.
Gas is $4.52 a gallon this morning. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.